Okay, back to Mashiach. Ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Okay, so we spoke about the two different dimensions. The one being the Mashiach of the Am, the Tzaddik who represents the Am. That's it, yes, Mitzrayim. And then we saw the avoid of the Yochid. Let's see. You'll see there was a major shift in Klal Yisrael not that long ago. And we're still struggling in all levels of our avoider in this area. Let's see. Nika amon kuf nun gimel. Nika sheshtane tafkideinu. Our job is to be mekadesh shem shemayim. So let's see. Shuv einenu tzibur o am. Now, we always had an Am and we always had Yechidim. Ish echad v'leiv echad. That was always the dynamic. The question is where is the emphasis? Where is the emphasis? There's always an emphasis. I'll tell you why. You asked a very penetrating question without realizing it. And I'll tell you why there always has to be an emphasis. Because otherwise your foot would be a nose and your nose would be an ear. You understand what I'm talking about? Everything contains everything. And therefore, all you have is one big blob of everything. And then for some reason, certain things emphasize other things. But sometimes that changes. Sometimes your nose does become a foot and your foot does become a nose. Lamosh. Hopefully, for Hashem, that doesn't happen. But yeah, we need a Mashiach bin David, we need a Mashiach bin Yosef. Okay. Sometimes the light of Yosef shines brighter than David, sometimes the light of David shines brighter than Yosef, because there's a unique tafkid, and that seems to be the emphasis is on that area. The 613 mitzvahs, but when I'm putting on tefillin, I'm not checking for shakras. When it's Yontif and it's not Shabbos, I'm keeping Yontif, not Shabbos. Ah, but it's Shabbos. Why are you doing Shabbos now? Because now the emphasis is on Yom. Not better. No, no question. Not better. You have to build all the muscles. Because sometimes you're doing bench press and sometimes you're doing squats. I don't know. Whatever. Sometimes you're running a sprint and sometimes you're doing a marathon because you have to build all the muscles. Yeah. Yeah. There's more to this. Well, that's the beginning of understanding why there has to be an emphasis. Now, there was always the case. But we tended to manifest and express our unique tafkid as part of a kihila, part of an am, part of a unification behind one leader. What we're waiting for now is Mashiach ben David and Mashiach shel hayechidim. When you don't have one united nation being megale covered Hashem, then it's left to the individual to mefarsem, to publicize shame Hashem bo'olam. Those are the people that fall seven times, but get up, like David HaMelech. David is the person who said about himself, Ki Yochid V'oni Ani. Means I am Yochid, I'm alone, I'm one, I'm unique. But only ani, and I'm poor. It doesn't mean I don't have money. It means I'm lacking in the qualities that I need. V'aleim ne'ema, mokum shabalei tshuva indim ein tzadikim v'orim yechlim la'amoid. In the place that the balei tshuva stand, even a tzadik gomo cannot stand. Mashiach ben David bo b'dor shekulu chayv, b'dor sh'am yisrael chayv bo yois v'to'am. What does it mean shekulu chayv? It means we chayv v'to'am. We don't have an arm. וכן המשיח יגיע על ידי עבודת היוחד וזו בדיעבד, שבאים חולה התחילה כפי שבאנו להיות. משיח בן דוד, משיח will come to a door that כולו חי, which is a בדיעבד, which we saw in the shirish ultimately ללכתחילה. בהלך זה מושרש ביסוידה כבר ויסיציס מצרים שהייסה גאולה הראשונה. This pathway was already planted, was already rooted, was already, if you look for the shirish, you'll see it in יציאס מצרים, שהייסה הגאולה הראשונה, which was the first גאולה, הגאולה האחרונה גם היא נעשית כגאולה ראשונה, כמו שנאמר, הן גאולתי אסכם אחריס כראשיס. I will redeem you, the last, like the first. If you want to see the prototype, you want to see the genetic pattern for Mashiach ben David, go look at Mitzrayim, because it's going to be exactly the same. Geula achris tiyeh ke geula reishis, it's going to be the same. Vas esemes bedvorev akatzorim meyir eseinainu gam bezeh. This vas emes, in his very terse language, enlightens their eyes, yeah, as usual. He tends to do that. Vezeh l'shoinah. ובעניין יציאת מצרים וקריעת ים סוף, יתוכן לפרש שהשם צריך בייס גאולות. It seems, says the Svazemes, possible that Hashem needs two גאולות. בבחינת יוסף ויהודה. We need a גאולה that is a בחין of יוסף, and we need a גאולה that is בבחינה דוד. יהודה, דוד. משיח בן יוסף, משיח בן דוד, צריך להיות גאולה בבייס הבחינות. כלומר, לא די לגאולה שטוב בבחינות משיח בן יוסף שהייס יציאת מצרים. It's not enough that you have a גאולה which is בבחינות משיח בן יוסף which is יציאת מצרים. אלא גאולה יוסף גם בבחינות משיח בן דוד שבבחינות קריעת ים סוף. You need יציאת מצרים. So now you're out of Mitzrayim, it's all over, it's finished, so go home. No, you have to see Yom Suf. That's the Bechin of the Yochid. Lo kol ha-dvarim ha-murilil, novin es dvar of ha-mukim, v'tchilas gulas Mitzrayim, b'nei Yisrael mitbatlim l'moyshe Rabbeinu managim ha-ruchani v'yoytzim eretz Mitzrayim. At the beginning of the Gula of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was completely mevatel to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the spiritual leader. And they went out of Mitzrayim as an arm, all following Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, whatever you say, tell us what to do. Go to Bris Mila, we'll do Bris Mila. Take the sheep into our house with enormous computer paper, shepherd in front of the mixture, vosk, whatever you want. Just tell us to do it, mevatel to the money. Ach lo dai vezeh ha-geula tzrichim mesiras nefesh l'kol yochid. But that's not enough. You need each individual in his own world, each person in his unique world with his unique obligations to be Moshe Nefesh as well. The avoid of the Yechidim, the person alone, with no one to hang on to, no one to lean on, and no one to turn to, and there you're being tested. That's the Bechin of Mashiach ben David, and that's
Yom Tov. Did you explain what Avodah Zarah is? Yeah. It says, now that we're not a tzi, we're not an am, right?
Correct.
So what's he doing now? He didn't get it.
You're now a Yochid.
Yeah.
And the Nisoyin is the Nisoyin of a Yochid. And you're going to have to, the same way as the Kriyas Yam Suf, when you look to Moshe, he wasn't there. What's Moshe doing? What's Moshe doing? Moshe told us going to the Yam. What's Moshe doing? He's not going to the Yam. But he told us to go, but he's not going to watch it. I'm going to drown. He's not. Ein al mi lismoich. Rak avinu shebashamayim. You alone, in your room, alone. Now what are you going to do? That's Mashiach ben David. Got it? Clear. As for them, it's Moisif Naveh Sham, it's Maima Hashem Lamoish Rabbeinu. There, the Svasemis explained that there was a dialogue going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy davening because he recognizes an enormously critically dangerous matzah. There's no way out of this. They're trapped. Moshe Rabbeinu understands that they're trapped for a reason. Hashem is not going to kill them there. Hashem knows through the whole, it's an expensive business this year's mitzvah. You know what the budget for 10 matzahs was? Hashem didn't do the whole show and the whole parameter there in order to tell himself to kill the Kriyas Yam. Moshe Rabbeinu understood. Moshe Rabbeinu understood Klal Yisrael on their way to Asinai and Eretz Yisrael. He knew what was going on. Yeah, but he wasn't a Kriyas Yam. So he wasn't going to bother with other people that. You know, I don't really hear you. All the Nisonis you're going through today as well, I don't really teach you about, and he agreed to it. I remember we need to agree to all his grandchildren's yisurim and suffering and everything they go to at the big band of Yisurim. Hashem showed him kola doiro, with kola yisurim, not only agreed to, he asked for it. So your grandfather, your zayda, agreed to everything you go to. It's a bit of a chizur. Huh? What? You as well. You're also an angel of other living. Wait till you meet him.
What does it mean you agree to it?
He was masking.
No, what?
That for everything you're going through, Hashem, Avraham Avinu understood what was good and what was the best thing for you. He said, Pasadah Gamu, give them all the Yusurim. Which grandfather agrees to send his son to Auschwitz? Avraham Avinu agreed. Where? Moshiach ben David? You're not slave? We all been chayim? You're lucky. We never said it's the same. But the shayrish is always the same. Anyway, let's not get into chayrus and abdus now, because that's a sugya on its own. Hashem took us from abdus le. Finish the sentence. Abdus. The yavdu alahara ze. Hakagigis, you're going to be free when you come in the tribe. Free, yeah, either keep the Torah free. Where's the freedom in there? We became a body. We were a body, we became a body. That's another whole sugya, the whole sugya. But anybody understand what's going on in the world today and understood what's going on in the world before World War I, understands there's been a major shift in the way Klal Yisrael is managed. We don't have money, we don't have leaders, we're alone. You go through the sugyas of shamtas and nigrams or whatever. Today we have such a thing. You put one foot wrong, you got up and spoke up against the rov in the shul, you went put it to chayram. Your children didn't go to school, you went part of a million, you didn't get an aliyah. You can't do that. The last place they got away with that was in South Africa, and you only do that in South Africa. And you may be too young to remember. There was a famous, I don't know about the Bolton, but another story. I don't know what the story was, but there was they put a certain Jew into Chayram in South Africa, Johannesburg, as part of the larger Frum Jews community. They put him to Chayram. That's a serious thing. Your kids can't go to school, you don't get an aliyah, no one's allowed to come into Dalai Lama. It's a proper Chayram, the base thing. So what did he do? He took it to court, to the Supreme Court of South Africa. No, it's true. You can't put a grave to Chayram. The Goyim Shul Court, the Basin of Johannesburg, the Basin of South Africa, the home Basin, they put him in Chayim. So he took the Basin to the Goyim Shul Court, to the Supreme Court of South Africa. I went through the lower court, the higher court, eventually came to the appeal court. I know there's 10 judges sitting there, whatever, a couple of Schwarzes, a few Goyim, there might have been one or two hidden, real left-wing hidden on that court. And it was pretty clear that the Basin had no hope of winning the case. Friend of mine, what's the name? Was the lawyer Liff? What's Liff's name?
Yeah, Liff.
Really. Should be up the road, whatever.
Dobber
Schwe was the lawyer that was handling this case. Very good friend of mine, Michael Koch. So he was the lawyer dealing with this. Anyway, the chances of this winning was almost nothing. It wasn't a very Jewish. From Jewish loaded court, small only court. Anyway, surprise, surprise, Kiddush Hashem Otsu. The court said, you live in a community, you're part of a community, you play by the rules of the community, and they upheld the Chayim. Why is the Kiddush Hashem? gave the base an enormous amount of, you know, what's the word? Status and standing in the non-Sum community. Oh, wow. If the court recognizes the base din, well, that's choshev. You know, some Shvatim recognize the base din. Now we understand that choshev is the base din. Okay. Anyway, that was the vort. But that's very rare today. Rare anywhere in the world today. First of all, it's very rare in the world we have a country that has one base din. Look around here. What hechshav do you eat? Well, what are the traces? Endless. There's 55 bedatzim in this town. And there's this Rav and that Rav and this Rav and that Kehillah, this Rav and that Rav and this one. Where's the ultimate leader? The ultimate leader. Or Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when he was around, everyone listened to him. Alevi. You know what the communities looked like back in Morocco and in Tayman and in Europe before the First World War? The Rav ruled the town. That was it. You had an arm rallying around the leader. You had a Chofetz Chaim, and that was it. That was the buck stopped there today. That was Yosef. I'm not historically saying that was Yosef, but there's something that in principle, the idea of living like that. That's it. We have no leadership. So you have in the Hasidic world, you still have this Hasidish with its leader and whatever. But they don't listen to the next Hasidish. It's a fragmented nation. As we get further and further away from our Sinai, we get further and further away from the Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And we've gone through Kufas of Lev Echad, and we're going through Kufas of Ish Echad. But the two beautifully poised and balanced like they were at our Sinai, that doesn't exist anymore. And the...
But everyone is coming from another context. It's like,
why it's like that? Correct. All fragmented. That started in the First World War. And that's part of why it is like that. Yeah. I'm not so much interested in why it is as what it is. The Holocaust also destroyed. The Holocaust destroyed community, destroyed infrastructure, destroyed Messiah, Minhagim. Hashem shook the world big time. You have a few places, for example, where it's still, united. But everywhere in the rest of the world, whatever you want, was to build. You'll still find pockets of this, but it's rare. Anyway, in Eretz Yisrael for sure. As Rav Shmuel said, in one building, you have people with nine different minhagim. You know, didn't have that before. Everyone lived in a community, had their mesoros, had their traditions, had their minhagim. Everybody knew what they had to do and did it. If they weren't sure, they asked the wrong one. The wrong said, wait. You have to keep the minhagim of the mokum. Yeah, there's no minhag mokum anymore. There's no minhag mokum. Of course. If you move in, if you're spending Shabbos in a certain place, or you're davening in a certain shul where the minhag is different from yours, you keep the minhag of the shul. You don't see that today. Like it's davening up from Ma'amud in an Ashkenazi shul, and his Sfadi, he uses Havara Sadi. You don't let her do that. I've got that kindness against anybody. People don't know, and no one's mocking about we. The Minaga Mokim is what counts. Today you don't have that. Nachot. Okay. Excellent question. Let's see. We'll see. You should know the answer to that question already. You want to help him? He said that when Moshiach then David comes, there'll be a Moshiach, there'll be a leader, there'll be a manik, it'll be like Moshe Rabbeinu. No, you won't.
No.
Mashiach ben David is Leslie Migam Klum. He asked the question, I'm answering him, and in your call, I can't take 2 years of learning with him on a Friday morning and catch you up quickly. But the essence of Mashiach, than David is that when you look at David, you don't see David. Leslie Migami Kim has nothing of himself.
You said that.
But you're right. You're right, huh?
You said that.
I know that. Shmuel asked the question and he knew the answer. That's why I just reminded him. Oh, David is Leslie Migami Kim. Okay. Let's have a look at this further. Okay. There's this dialogue going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening because the halacha is when you're in an eis tzora, what do? You have to daven. V'lo haya eis tzora gedoy lemizu. Hashem says, Ma titzak alai? Why are you shouting to me? Well, who else must I daven to? Ma titzak alai? Hashem should have said, Ma titzak. No, Ma titzak alai? What are you calling me for? Why, you have someone else I'm allowed to daven to? Umuva b'midra shomer Hashem l'moy shema titzak. What does that mean? Mati tzak, tzakosem kodme letzat koscho. What does that mean? What's he saying? Why are you, Mati tzak, what are you screaming? Their tzaka comes before your tzaka. Umavaras vasem is ki yesh tfile la moyshe, the yesh tfile la oni. There's two types of tfilas. There's what's called tfile la moyshe, and tfile la oni. Tfilas moyshe hi kol ha-teira. Aval ha-taim, sichili v'chinas kol tfile mamash. Moshe ben is tfile kol teira. Kol ha-teira. Moshe ben is davens, it's coming from Moshe ben is kulu teira kulu. But now what they need kol tfila mamash. What does it mean? That's the sfasim. What does it mean? Nira b'yadvarav yesh shnei b'chinas tfila. Tfila l'moyshe hi aromezes al tfila satzadik hamidpalelo vurak klal. There's the tfila of the tzadik of Moshe Rabbeinu who davens for the klal. Tfila zu koichi yofi kol od ha'avoyde hi b'chinas am b'chinas tzivu hamidbatel el tzadik. When you go to a tzaddik for a bracha and you're asking the tzaddik to daven for you, you have to be mevatel to the tzaddik, or it's not going to work. To the extent that you have imunas chachomim in the tzaddik, that you believe in the tzaddik, then what he's saying and doing will help. So there, the tefillah of a Moshe Rabbeinu is the tefillah of an am that's mevatel to the tzaddik. Hakasheni derishes mitzis nevish mitzad bnei Yisrael as a tzarech tefillah la'oni. When you need the individual Mesiras Nefesh of each and every Jew, then Tfila Lamoish is not going to help you. You need your own personal Tfila, which is Tfila La'oni. Tfila La'oni is a Tfila Ma'umke Deliba, Shal Kol Yochid Le'yochid. Tfila La'oni is the feeling of total desperation. Oni. It's an Oni, he has nothing. And he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of his heart. Who levado itzarech lazoik al Hashem? Tfila zu hi bebechinas tfila laani, hi bebechinas Mashiach bin David, avoidas hayechidim, Moshe Nemar lav ani vareichem ala chombo. This is the tfila of Mashiach bin David, of the avoider of the individual, as it says, ani vareichem ala chombo. David HaMelech comes bechina, ani reichem ala chombo. A poor man spiritually who rules over his gashmias. Reichem ala chomor doesn't mean he's riding a donkey. It means he's ruling over his chomor, over his chomias. Ani she'ein lo mishal atzmoy klum. Yeah, you see it again. Ani she'ein lo mishal atzmoy klum. Let's talk about a minute. Les lay migami klum. Nothing. V'kulu zoik al Hashem b'tfilah. And he, all he has is I can scream to Hashem because I have nothing. Tell a moidiki insight. We know that Yitzhak davened and Rivka davened. Who was answered? Yitzhak, because a tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater than a tzaddik ben Rosha. But we know that v'makom shemal tshuvoim and tzaddik amei cholomei. Why is the tefillah of Yitzhak greater than the tefillah of Rivka? Look what she had to go through. She was brought up in a house of Laban and then the business was showing, and she became a tzaddik. Your father was Amar Nidu, a big deal. For stay you're going to be a tzaddik. Why is his tefillah greater? So listen to this. What do you think? When a person davens, he's supposed to daven tefillah la'oni. Any clue? Niani. Yitzhak comes up to daven and says, all I've got is I got from my father. I'm nothing. I didn't do anything. And it's tzaddik ben tzaddik. What was I going to do? I had a father like Avraham Avinu, my father. So he's setting up the source of Avraham Avinu to daven. Rivka gets up and says, I had nothing. Everything I have is my own. I'm coming to daven you because of my achievements. Your achievements, tefillah la'oni always worked. Tefillah la'oni is Yitzchak. Tzaddik ben tzaddik. I had a father called Avraham Avinu. I was like, I'm not coming to my own bed. Because I had a father. Rivka says, I've never father, I've never mother, I've never anything. So everything I have is my own. In tefillah, the tzaddik ben tzaddik always went over the Baal Tshuva. Because the Baal Tshuva, I told you why. Because the Baal Tshuva is relying on his own avoider. He can't say tefillah la'oni. Because I've done it. Why am I standing here from today? Because of my father, my mother. I've never father and a mother. Lavan, that's the schuz. Yitzhak gets up and says, tefillah la'oni, I'm garnished, I'm nothing. Yeah, but you're a big tzaddik. Of course I'm a big tzaddik. I had an Avraham Avinu. I'm coming on the back of Avraham. I'm holding on to Avram's coattails and I'm doubling from Avraham. Rivka gets up and says, what do you mean, Avraham? I've done it. Everything I've achieved, I've done on my own. It's less of a tefillah than a person who comes and says, I'm nothing.
What about the doctor?
Okay. I'll just give an example. That's good tefillah because tefillah needs tefillah la'oni. A buddy you can get there.
Truly having nothing. Whatever it is.
It was just an insight, nothing to do with this. Just she had no schut avot. So what was she relying on? Her own achievements. When it's your own achievements, Hashem says, okay.